Or L'chol Zayin Kislev Shmaitzer Shir. We want to finish Perek Yud Gimel today. No Shir Sunday night. And Mitzvah Shem, we'll see if we can finish the Perek. I don't know. Could be we won't be able to. So the Shmaitzer is dealing with the stage of the Gemara where the Gemara, according to Tosfos, the Gemara thinks that Pshat and Shmuel, that the Bala Hamor has to bring the Raya because of the Chazaka Dahashta. The Chazaka Dahashta being, Hamor is mace, just like it's mace now, presumably it died before, and that's against the Bala Hamor, who was Moishech the Para, and wants that the transaction should be valid, and that the owner of the former Balapora now owns the Chamor, and the Chamor has died. But he died after the transaction was complete. So Tosfos thought that's the pshat. Now the Gemara tushtels it to Kala, the Kala Bebeis Chomio, when the mum was found, and the mum was found B'shas Nesuin. Now, according to the Maskon of the Gemara, it's a wonderful tushtel, because according to the Maskon of the Gemara, we're showing the din of Kanim to Kanoya. And they machzik in Reyes or Mishus or Rishus. And Kolanoi Lotovik Rishus or all of Araya. So that's a wonderful tushtel. The question is, what in the world is the tushtel of the Gemara? So Tosfos talks about why it's no kasha on Shmuel, the Sefer. Because if you go with Chazaka Dahashta, she has a mum. She has a mum, and that means it's a mekach tos. So then why should, if it was always with a mum? The mum was there before, so why did the Baal have to bring the Raya? So Tosfos talks about two steps and this, and the Shmaitz explains it. Why don't you say 1 + 1 = 2? But then the Shmaitz asks a stronger, a different question. He says, in a Hanami, you don't have a kash on Shmuel, but what's the Raya to Shmuel? What's the Raya to Shmuel? And where do you see in the Sefer that in a Chazaka Dahashta? No, that's Tosfos' interpretation. The Gemara thinks that the Pshat and Shmuel is that the Dafka de Bala Hamor has to bring the Raya. Right? Lamaskona, it's not Dafka de Bala Hamor. It's Kol Mishanoi Lotzovik Bishuso all of a Raya. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, it was Dafka de Bala Hamor. Tosfos says, why in the world should the Bala Hamor have to bring a Raya? He has everything going for him. He has a Cheskos Momen, and he has a Cheskos Aguf. Why in the world? So what's he has nothing going against him. So Tosfos says we're going with the concept called Chazaka Dahashta.
But Chazaka Dahashta is a weak Chazaka in any way. Why would,
usually, why but there are some cases where it's stronger than the Chazaka Dahashta.
That's what Tosfos said, that there's three cases when we would follow Chazaka Dahashta. It's not clear 100% why these three are different. That's what the Maram Shif talks about, the Pnei Yeshua talks about. The Shmaitzer does not delve into it, and we also didn't. Although you can look at the Pnei Yeshua on the Tosfos and Hamadr Dafayin Vav, you will see that the Pnei Yeshua has like a very pretty clear mahalach why the three cases of Tosfos that Tosfos says there we follow Chazaka Dahashta. So now Tosfos wants to know, where do you see Chazaka Dahashta in the Sefer? Where do you see it? Enochanami is no kasha from there, but where do you see it? Okay. Vanira Lanias Daiti, he brings down the Rajba. Vanira Lanias Daiti Bazem. If you mashik Satiliel Perik Dalar Perik Chesbashema Rajba Bechidushov, the Vemumin, you have it? Anybody have it? Vanira Lanias Daiti Bazel, if you mashik Satiliel Perik Dalar Perik Chesbashema Rajba Bechidushov. If Chazaka de Meikara does not tell you, it just happened, like a second before you discovered it happened. But you know it happened before, but in an indeterminate time, then you don't really have a Chazaka de Meikara anymore. The Efshel Hagbil Zman Yadu Aloy Megimel Yomim Eidalid, the Efshel Shnei Yomim El Yoser. Uchaygavna Lav Chazaka He Ukedemu Chachlei Shem Rasha Miksam. But the Amrina Bekala Bebeis Chamiya, which is L'chor a classic case, and L'chor that's Cheskos Aguf. We say Alabala Viraya. Why? not because of the cheskos aguf against the baal, because it's talking about even a mum that happened at some time in the past, and we don't know when, but we know it didn't just happen. That's in fact one of the Shmaitz's, this is one of the makoros for the whole svara of Ein Machzikin Mishus L'Rishus L'Rishus, is this Rashba. The Yimkein, says the Shmaitzah, the less on high klala the chomish and noilad asovik b'shus of all of araya. Shmaitz has an iluyah shechap. He says, according to the Avamina, that Shmuel's reason is because of chazaka dahashta, because we don't know yet the concept of, we don't hold yet of the concept of chomish and noilad asovik b'shus of all of araya. The Yimkein, then the reason would be cheskos aguf. Right, the reason it is safer would be that there's a cheskos aguf against the baal. Yom kain kalaba beis chomiyim shem cheskos agufi. Umash menami afilu b'mumin yeshonim. The iyef shel hagbul zman v'lo morachshov. V'hecha delek zman lahagbul lav chazokahu. So you know, the Shmaitzer wants to know, you know, it's a little not fair, but the Shmaitzer doesn't have to be fair. The Rashba says a yisoid about chazokah d'meikara. And he asks the kasha for the sefer of our Mishnah, and he says the pshat in the sefer of our Mishnah is not, it's takanat chazoka de meikara, it's a machzik and reyes of mishus l'rishus. So now the Shmaita wants to know at this point in the Gemara didn't know a machzik and reyes of mishus l'rishus. We're in the havamin of the Gemara, not the maskana. So Elamai, the Gemara thought it's, so what did the Gemara think? So the Gemara thought it's chazaka de meikara, but it can't be chazaka de meikara. Chazaka de meikara doesn't work. You know, he wants like another teretz. The Rashba answers by saying it's the din of a machzik and reyes of mishus l'rishus. The Shmaitzer is like, he wants to know the habamin of the Gemara when it's not the din of a machzik and reyes of mishus l'rishus. So what is the din? Can't be chazaka de meikara because it's not a zman. Mugbal, it's not a specific zman. So he says, Elo, he says, an Elu Yishachap. And remember, he's coming out to answer, how can you bring a raya from the Sefer to Chazaka, to Shmuel's din of Chazaka de Hashta? And the Klam, you don't have a kasha on Shmuel, but how do you have a raya to Shmuel? So listen to this, like a chap, Mabish Elu Yishachap. Elo, the lefid the omer betchila b'shem Rav Yehuda loy mechazoka kishas mitziyoson, meaning chazoka dahashta. That's another way of saying chazoka dahashta. Chazoka kishas mitziyoson, the way we find it now. V'yimkein ki hechi de buhuglat piyamaka the yadua hayashloisha yomim the nucha lahagbil zman. The Rashba doesn't necessarily mean it had to have happened immediately before your discovery of it. The Rashba's main point is that you have to have a specific point in time when it happened. In other words, if the Chazaka allows you to say, let's say something takes, you know it takes 3 days. So the Chazaka says, okay, it didn't happen 6 months ago, it happened 3 days ago. So that's okay. Then the Rashba would be moda that you say Chazaka de Meikara, that it happened 3 months, that it happened 3 days ago. Because you have, it's only when it's indeterminate when it happened. The Chazaka doesn't address when it happened at all. And you don't have a specific time when it happened. So the Chayra, Vim Kain, by Huglad Piyamak is one of those cases where it takes 3 days. At least 3 days. Vim Kain, Kiyechid, the Huglad Piyamak, the Yadua, Hoya Shloisha Yomim. The new Chalahag Bilzman, the Hoyev Shabapachos Mishloisha. So you know it didn't just happen now, but you can pinpoint it to a minute before the 3 days started. Brilliant. Remember, we're bringing a riot to Shmuel. You have to hold copy. We're bringing a raya to Shmuel that we say Chazaka de Hashta. What's a raya? I would not say Chazaka de Hashta. So why don't we say Chazaka Dantam? Because you don't go back to Rishuyus. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's going to help the Baal through Chazaka Dantam would be if we go back to Rishuyus and we say it was a Mekach Tov.
Right.
But we don't go back to Rishuyus. Okay. Well, we go back one Rishuyus. Right? So that means we say it happened
after the
Eris before the Kiddushin. So the Cheskos HaGuf, the Cheskos HaGuf then says that it happened a minute before the Erison. In other words, it's the Gemara and the Havamina thought it's the Cheskos HaGuf.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Baal loses. Alabal of Iraya because of Cheskos HaGuf. But I, the Rashi says, you don't say Cheskos HaGuf. But you could say Cheskos HaGuf. You know why you could say Cheskos HaGuf? It's really against the Rashba, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
If you say Chazaka Dahashta, this is the irony of it. If you say Chazaka Dahashta, but Tosfos says that you don't say Chazaka Dahashta to go back two steps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go back one step. Once you go back one step, you don't have to say it happened a minute ago. You could say it happened a minute before the Erison. So you could say it happened. No. Yeah. No, you could say it happened. But then Cheskos HaGuf says it happened a minute after the Erison. The Cheskos HaGuf is against the Baal. Right. The Cheskos HaGuf is against the Baal. Because the Cheskos HaGuf says it happened as soon as it bumped. It happened when it bumped into the Chazaka Dahashta.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the beginning of the Erison.
Right.
So that's. Means it was not a Mekach Tos, so that's why the Baal has to bring the Raya. Look inside, brilliant. Like Vim Kane, who had the Bechai, it's not like the Rashba, unless you say the Maskona, we don't hold the Chazaka Dahashta at all. No, ironically, if you wouldn't hold the Chazaka Dahashta in this case, you wouldn't be able. You have a Mum that obviously didn't just happen now.
Mm-hmm.
It's only thanks to Chazaka Dahashta, says the Shmaitza, that you could say Chazaka Dameikara. Because of the Rashba's Yesod. The Rashba's Yesod is you can't say Chazaka Dameikara when you're dealing with an indeterminate point in time. But thanks to Chazaka Dameikara, which goes back a step.
Chazaka Dahashta,
right? What did I say? I'm sorry. It's only thanks to the Chazaka Dahashta that you can go, and you can't go back two steps, because that's, yeah.
Which two steps
are there? The two Rishuyos, Tosfos calls it. To the pre Nisuin period. And to the pre-Erison period.
Pre-Erison and pre-Nisuin?
Pre-Erison and pre-Nisuin. For the Baal to win his case, you would have to have go back and say that the Mum was there pre-Erison, and it was a Mekach Tos. Tosfos says you don't go back two steps, you go back one step. So you say, okay, Chazaka Dahashta works, but only to go back to a previous state, not to go back to two previous states. Okay?
Indeterminate.
No, because that's what the Rashba says, Beferish. If you could say it happened the last possible minute, that's called determinate. You don't have to. You know, if you have a time frame like Huglat Piyamaka, which takes 3 days, so you can say Chazaka Dameikara that it happened right before the 3 days started. You know it didn't happen a minute before you discovered it, but it might have happened a minute before the 3 day period. So that's called a determinate point in time, a minute before the 3 day period. It takes 3 days for the Huglad Pi Hamaka to show up, and it's a trefa. So when did it become a trefa? So you could say that's called a determinate point in time, because you say, oh, we'll assume it happened a minute before the 3 day period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is the last possible point in time it could have happened, but it's a specific point in time because we know it takes 3 days. If you would find a wounded animal that you don't know how long it takes, it could take 2 days, it could take 3 days, it could take a month. So you don't know when to pinpoint the Chazaka Dameikara that it was still showing, because obviously it had a mum at some point.
You don't know when it happened. You have a mum, you don't know when it happened. That's undetermined.
No, that's the suffix you have. If you have a normal case, a regular case. So you don't know. I'm not talking about the undeterminate of your suffix. Obviously, we're talking about undeterminate even after you place it the suffix. You still don't know when it happened.
So in our case, we can.
Wait. And if I discover a mum in an animal, I buy an animal, I discover a mum. Let's say it's a type of mum that a mum of a needle in the gullet. It could have swallowed that needle. It could have swallowed that needle a minute before I shechted it. Let's say that's the case. Could have swallowed the needle right before I shechted it. So the Chazaka de Meikara says it's sholem, not a trefa, until you're forced to say it's a trefa, because you see it's a trefa in front of you. So we'll say it swallowed it a minute before you discovered it. Let's say it's a type of mum that takes...
That's called determinant?
That's called a fixed point. You can fix a point in time. The Chazaka allows you to fix a point in time. Listen, let's say though you discover a lesion in the lung. Now, a lesion in the lung develops over 6 months. Sometimes it can take 2 months. Sometimes it can take 3 months. So you don't know. So there's no fixed point in time for the Chazaka to give you. You see it has a mum. So the Chazaka can only say it was Shalem up until the mum developed, right? But that could be at many points in time along the line. If you marry a woman and she has a mum, and it's obviously she has a scar. She didn't get the scar the night of the wedding. Right? She didn't get the scar the night of the wedding. Now, you don't know when she got it. So the Chazaka, what's it going to say? But the Rashba says if you see a mum huglat pi hamaka that has a fixed time, it takes 3 days for that thing to to develop. The lung gets a hole and it takes 3 days. So Chazaka the Meikar tells you, okay, it happened a minute before the 3 days. Just like if you discover a mum, it can tell you it happened a minute before you discovered it. So if it couldn't have happened a minute before you discovered it, but you have a fixed point in time that you could relate to, because it takes 3 days to develop. So you say, okay, the Chazaka de Meikar tells you, that's what the Shmaitzos Mechadesh here, the Rashba means. That Rashba's Chiddush, that if the Chazaka de Meikar can't give you a fixed point in time, it's not a Chazaka. We always thought, before we learned the Rashba, we thought that the Chazaka de Meikar tells you what happened at the latest possible time, even if we can't fix a time on the clock, even because of the Metzius. There's no fixed point in time that we could relate to. So what? Chazaka de Meikar doesn't happen as late as possible. So that's the Rashba nixes. Okay?
If that can happen like that,
it could happen. The Rebbe could have swallowed a needle and it tore a hole in the base hakosos. That takes a minute.
You can't use
Chazaka Meikar. Yeah, you could, because you could say it just happened. That's the Rashba's Yisod. The Shmaitzer here expands upon his Yisod and says it doesn't. Dafka, the Rashba does. It's not makbid that you have to be able to say it happened just now. As long as you could fix a point in time when it happened. But if it doesn't allow you to fix a point in time, then you can't say it. Okay. Now, the Shmaitzes Iluya Shechap is as follows. You're looking at a Mishnah that says if the Baal discovered a mum after he was married, then the burden of proof is on him. Now, according to the Zahavamin of the Gemara says Shmuel's Raya's from that case. Now, in the Zahavamin of the Gemara, Tosfos in the Twilight Zone. Tosfos is in the point when the Gemara thought that Pshat and Shmuel's din by the Machle Parah B'Chamor was Chazaka D'Hashto. So Tosfos says, if anything, there's a kasha from the Sefer, not a Raya. So Tosfos takes care of the kasha by saying, you don't skip back two or three years. But now the Shmaitzer wakes up. If you're learning Amadir, you have to know the Shmaitzer. If you're learning Tosfos, the Shmaitzer wakes up and says, wait a second, you don't have a kasha, but you don't have a Raya either. What's the Raya to Shmuel? Gemara says you have a Raya. So he says a very brilliant chap. He says, And the Havamina the Gemara, what was the Mishnah's reason? The Mishnah's reason was Chazaka de Meikara. But wait a second, according to the Rashba, that don't work. So he says, oh, thanks to Chazaka de Hashta, it could work. Because Chazaka de Hashta, we're talking about an old mum. It didn't happen just now. It didn't happen right before she walked down to the chuppah. It didn't happen like that minute. Oh, but thanks to the Chazaka de Hashta, it didn't have to have happened. So it happened during Erison. So then you could, the Chazaka de Meikara could say it happened a minute right when the Erison started. Right, it happened. It was Chazaka de Meikara. She was shalim, shalim, shalim. The Chazaka de Hashta says mum, 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 and they meet. Like by the Harrison. So that's why the Baal loses, because there's a Chazaka de Meikara against him. Ironically, says the Shmaitzer, if not for the Chazaka de Hashta, which is bad for the Baal, you would think. But here, it's only. Wait, the Chazaka de Hashta is bad for the Baal. Right, no, I'm sorry. The Chazaka de Hashta is bad for the Baal. In our case, the Chazaka de Hashta allows. Wait. The Chazaka de Meikara that she was shulling. No, I'm sorry. They're both bad for the Baal. Because mm-hmm. The Chazaka de Hashta moves it back, and the Chazaka de Meikara moves the shulling. I'm sorry. I was saying it in the wrong way. Because they're both bad for the Baal. The Chazaka de Hashta moves the mum back, and the Chazaka de Meikara moves the shlemus forward. So that's the same. Moves the shlemus forward and says it happened tachtos.
Right.
The only thing that's going to save the Baal is if the mum was there before the erison. But two things, but thanks to the Chazaka de Hashta, right, the Chazaka de Meikara does not allow you to say that the mum was, so to speak, does not allow you to say that the mum was there before the erison. If not for the Chazaka de Hashta, the Shmaitz is brilliant chap. If not for the Chazaka de Hashta, there wouldn't be a Chazaka de Meikara because of the Rashba's Yisod. Because then the point in time is indeterminate, so you can't use Chazaka de Meikara. It's thanks to the Chazaka de Hashta that you can use Chazaka de Meikara. That's what he says. So that's why you have a riot to Shmuel. That's why you have a riot to Shmuel that you say Chazaka de Hashta. Because it's only thanks to Chazaka de Hashta. What do you mean? But if you say Chazaka de Hashta, it's anyway. And it's Tamazoy against Shmuel. Because that means it was a Mekach Tos. So no, because you don't jump back two Rishuyas. But you jump back one Rishus, and that allows you to say Chazaka de Meikara. And that would be Pshat in the Mishnah. That the Baal has to bring a Raya because there's a Cheskos Aguf against him. What do you mean there's a Cheskos Aguf against him? According to the Rashba, there's no Cheskos Aguf. Says the Shmaitzer, wait a second. If there's a Chazaka de Hashta, then there could be a Chazaka de Meikara despite the Rashba. Because you could fix a point in time. Let's learn it inside. Which is fancy words for Chazaka de Hashta. Al Rishus. Kivin the Amrin and Chazaka Kishas Mitziyosan Al Rishus Echod. One step back. Ella thou stay Rishuyas Layamrina Kishas Mitziyasan. Vim Kane Bamuman Yeshonim, that it didn't just happen. Shanim Zubbeis Chamiya Akshav, Amrina Kishas Mitziyasan, Fahoyu Bamuman Elu at Shas Erisin, but Velo Kodim Erisin, thou stay Rishuyas Layamrina, Unafize Nuchal Lahagbil Zman, yeah, Velomar. Take if Acher Erison no duhamumen, because you can fix a point in time. B'chol shoni yichoyim lahagbil zman havi chazaka shleima the chazaka de meikara uchmo behuglat pihamaka kiven de lefonenu zman yadua lahagbil masai avali lo neima chazaka de shas mitziyasan. If you would not say chazaka de hashto in kain b'mumen de nika shelo bohu achshav. To leka shuzman lahagbil, then you can't be fix a point in time. The imtaima gimel odal yomim koydem, who says taimishnei yomim, mayasari yomim. אבל על ידי חזוק את הקשס מציוסון, את חזוק את המקורה, לא יתוך הלוימה בפוחס, כיוון דעת שס ארס אין ודאי היו המומן, משום חזוק עוד הקשס מציוסון. וכיוון ננוח על ההגבל זמן, אמרינו שלא היו קודם ארסין, מכוי החסקוס הגוף. ואחר הארסין נולדו על ידי הגבול הזמן. דהו ברשוס אחד אמרינו חזוק את הקשס מציוסון. ואם כן אמרינו שבואו אחר ארסין. So you say it came like right after the ארסין. ואם כן, the Gemara is correct, even in the Havamina, beautiful pshat, Vimkein, Mikala Bebeis Chamiya, it turns out that from the Seifa, Muchach, Chazoka, Tekeshas Mitziyoson. You can bring a right to Chazoka the Hashta. You love Chazoka Tekeshas Mitziyoson, Imkein, Lo Tuchal, Lahag Bozman. Veleka Cheskus Aguf, Bumumun Yishonim. Vidoik. Vidochi Lo Hashas, then the Gemara says it's Dechiyo. What's its Dechiyo? Midomi. Hosom Baal Maisi Raya Umar Hosom, what does the Gemara say? Hosom Baal Maisi Raya Umar Lala Chazoka Da'ov Hocha Baal HaChamor Maisi Raya Mukum Chazoka Biyode. So you have to explain the Gemara now according to his brilliant shot. And if you're learning the Gemara, and how do you learn the Gemara? You have a Gemara Ksubas here. Yeah, that's the Gemara Ksubas, how you learn Poshim Shat in the Gemara. Then we have to learn it according to the Shmaitz. If we forget about Toysus and the Shmaitzer, right? There's a simple pshat in the Gemara. The simple pshat in the Gemara. The third line on that Vayin Vavam at Beis. Amar Rababa Kalab Beis Chamiya Shmuel's Raya. Is from Kalaba Beis Chamiha. Hosam, the Baal has to bring a Raya. So Pashas, you learn in the Gemara, Hosam Baal Maisi Raya, Umar Lola Cheske Da'ov, because the father has a Cheske Saguf. So the Baal's Raya would be, you say, Ala Baal Avi Raya, because there's a Cheske Saguf against him. Hocham, right? So he has to bring a Raya. The Cheskus HaGuf is helping the Baal HaChamor. There the Cheskus HaGuf is against him. Here the Cheskus HaGuf is for him. That seems to be right. So why does he have to bring a Raya for? So the Gemara, yes, that Kasha. But according to the Shmaitzer, what's the Kasha? The Shmaitzer worked it out. I think the Shmaitzer answers the Gemara's Kasha. Medochi lo b'shas midomi hosam baal ma'isiraya marle the chazaka da'ov hocha baal hachamol ma'isiraya muki chazaka biyodei. So that means the Gemara really says that difference, but according to the Shmaitzer, the Gemara has a very good raya that you go b'osa chazaka da'ashto. Because if you wouldn't go b'osa chazaka da'ashto, then she wouldn't be nemon with older mumen, with mumen that didn't happen just now. So the Shmaitzer now comes to explain the Gemara's kash according to him. You have to be careful now. The Shmaitzer is going to turn over the whole world now in a couple of words. In Shmaitzer Gimel, the Shmaitzer works out and says that Chazaka, that there really is no such thing as Chazaka Dahashta on a Diraisa level. That when you find Chazaka Dahashta, it's by Tumah. That's why we saw the Lashon call it Tumas Keshas Mitziyosan. Because it's a Chumra, Dirabonon, because of Truma Bekotchen. It's a chumrah, but really always chazaka the meikara trumps chazaka the hashta. Avu be'alma chazaka kamaisa adifa v'arminan hashta hu di yisra. Okay, But that's only when there's a chazaka de meikara against the chazaka de hashto. Aval hecha de leka chazaka kamaiso, shaper mani chazaka de kishas mitziyoson. There certainly is such a thing as chazaka de hashto if there's no chazaka de meikara against it. Right? Brian Shem Shikasadnu duzui shitas rashi. Vim kein bekala bebeis chomiho lo'oilam ala ba'al ovi raya. The mimonav shach. Im heimu min chadoshim shenu chaloma hashtahu diyosu. So then you have a chazaka de meikara. Im kein vaday kiva denu chala hagbol zman v'loi ma hashtahu denol du hamumin. Im kein cheskos agud vaday toiva vi chazaka de ov. Helping the ov. Im heimu min yeshonim v'armini mishas kishas mitziyosu nad erisin v'chdei shenu chala hagbol zman hosom nami roi l'mezul basa shas mitziyosu. Even the woman Yeshonim leka chazaka kamaisa because of the Rashba's Yisod, the haluna chal lahagbul zman. Then came vade yavlinan basa shas mitziyoson at erusin. Dal koydim erusin lo yaminik shas mitziyoson. Dal shtei reshuyus koydim lo yaminik shas mitziyoson. Then came chazaka de shas mitziyoson. Einu elahecha de leka chazaka kama. Ubosar di yaminik shas mitziyoson. Venucha lahagbul zman. To al korchoch be'erusin hoyu takeh mishenu sarso pavle k'moy huglad pi hamako dehechad loynuch aloyme bepochos avle chazok shleima v'im ken koydem erusin cheskos aguf b'shleimus shemochi bal ma'isi raya umara lechazok adov. So you do have a cheskos aguf. Otherwise, that's what the Shmaya is explaining. According to him, you end up with a full-fledged cheskos aguf thanks to the chazok adahashto. The liyolam mika chazok aloav. There's always a cheskos aguf functioning, helping the ov, bein b'mumin yishonim, thanks to the chazok and the hashto, u'bein b'chadoshim, u'kumoy shekosavti. U'mishim the shaper mahani kishas mitziyoson, hecha deleka chazok and the meikora. But hocha balachamor ma'isi raya, mukum chazok and biyodei, do cheskos aguf b'hadei, the cheskos aguf is helping him. B'neged chazok and kamaiso, chazok and the kishas mitziyoson, lav klomu. Now that's for sure, Chazoka de Meikora trumps Chazoka de Hashto. The Balachamor has a Chazoka de Meikora and it trumps the Chazoka de Hashto. Mashenkein, in the Seif of the Mishnah, there is no Chazoka. The Chazoka de Aguf is on his side. Because the Chazoka, the Cheshbin, that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Kala, the Ov, has a Cheshbin Aguf helping him. The Ov has a cheskos aguf helping him. Because if it's a mum that just happened now, he has a cheskos aguf helping him. And if it's an old mum, he also has a cheskos aguf, the way we just explained, thanks to the chazaka de meikara. So the Gemara is right. You know, even though Shraga, there's no one, you know, I'm not, we'll see. No, we're going to finish up 2 more minutes. The Gemara is saying that the Seif of the Mishnah, the Cheskos Aguf is helping the Ov, and in the Chamor, it's helping the Malachamor. So the Shmaitz is saying, yes, he's just really repeating what he said. According to what we said now, there's always a Cheskos Aguf helping the Ov. Whether it's a Mum that you could possibly say happened just now, or whether it's a Mum that you can't say happened just now, there's always a Cheskos Aguf helping the Ov, thanks to the Chazaka de Hashtag. There is a chazok at the hashto because it's not coming into conflict with a chazok at the meikara. But by the chamor case, it is coming in conflict, and the chazok at the meikara trumps. Well, the maskona, the maser, kol mi shenoy, the chazok b'shus, all of a raya, im ken kala b'veis chami, avagab, the iyev, shal et los of zman yodua. But now we have a whole new reason, a whole new approach. Avilu achi taima achrino ispagavo, mishum dey machzik in mishus l'rishus. V'lam mishum cheskos aguf, asin and alo. Moshe Kosofti, Bereish Perek Dalet.